I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There was more bloodshed in Syria today. For the fourth day in a row, government forces bombarded the city of Homs with artillery fire. Homs is a major hub of the rebellion against President Bashar al-Assad, and opposition activists say up to 300 people have been killed there since the government assault began. The continued violence came even as Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was in Damascus for talks with Assad. In a few minutes, we'll examine what Russia's objectives might be in Syria. First, we hear from activist Imad Maho. He lives in the city of al-Zabadani. He says right now he's mourning the loss of a friend, a fellow university student who was executed 2 days ago by Syrian military forces in the city of Saqqaba.
He was hidden in a farm near to Saqqaba, in a small hospital to help the injury. The government attacks this place, and he can't manage to go out, so they executed him. My other friends saw them, executed him. He surrendered for them. He stand on the ground and say, okay. He raised his hand. My friends see them executed him. So they killed him and take his body. His name is Alaa Shakhtout.
How can you be certain that it was the government that killed him?
Because my friends told me they were attacking by the government force.
What had your friend done to bring this on? I mean, was he an activist?
He is a very active person inside Saqqaba. He's working in a small hospital, small farm. There is medical equipment there. There is doctors who help injury people. So he was there. The government attacked the place. He managed to run out. They catch him and managed to execute him. I'm going now to his parents to say I'm sorry. Because he is my friend in college. He is in his fourth years in architect.
How did the government find him?
Maybe some informers called the government and said there is an hospital here. They are helping the injuries. They are helping the activists. So the government attacked the place.
Do his parents have his body?
No, the government take his body.
I'm wondering what kind of risk is it for you going to his funeral?
You know, when you lost someone you love, I just want to go to his mom to say, Mom, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your loss. It's just like that. It's dangerous for me, but I have to go there. I have to say for her, I'm sorry.
Imad, tell me how you view your own role in the opposition to Bashar al-Assad.
In 15 March, I were in the first protest in Damascus in front of Umayyad Mosque. And also, I was in the strike in front of Interior Ministry. I was with my dad. And since 18 March, I was protesting on Zabadani. I keep protesting till I get caught by the army in July.
And what happened to you?
They arrest me for around 18 days. They arrest me and arrest my dad. There were a trap for me on the street. I was in my hidden place. I go out for a couple of minutes on the street. There were a trap for me. They come and catch me and take my dad also. They managed to torture me for 5 days.
They tortured you, you say?
Yeah, they tortured me for 5 days. They electrified me. They hit me with this rope on my back, on my chest, on my legs. They get me naked for 8 hours and put me in front of, on the wall, naked for 8 hours. Then they splashed me with water and electrified me. It's so horrible there.
Why do you think, given how many people in the opposition in Syria have died, the UN estimates 5,400 people, why do you think you're still alive today after this arrest?
I don't know why, but I'm not sure why I'm still alive. I was protesting in Barzi al-Balad. Snipers shoots at the protest. He killed the man next to me. If he take his snipers two inch right, he was managed to kill me. But maybe my luck helped me till now.
Imad, we've heard reports, and it seems so many of President Assad's opponents are fearless, that the violence is so bad they feel they have nothing left to lose. I'm wondering, how do you feel?
I lost my first friend in college on 29 April. And also, I lost my friend 2 days ago. I lost my friends. What else I can do? I can lose. I will lose my life. Oh, it doesn't matter, because I lost my closest friend. With who I'm going to live the freedom? With who? We are not afraid anymore. I don't care. I lost everything. I don't have anything to fear anymore.
Imad, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You are so welcome, sir. Thank you a lot.
That was Syrian activist Imad Maho speaking to us from the southwestern Syrian city of Al-Zabadani.